Would you be... Does Wales want to take refugees? Is Wales urging to take refugees?
Well, I welcome the fact that finally we've got a Westminster politician prepared to support what Plaid Cymru was advocating and calling on the Welsh Government to do before the last election. And I'm sure that your listeners, like me, have watched in horror at the pictures of clearly desperate people landing on the shores of countries like Greece and Italy, if they are lucky enough to make it at all. And those pictures of children particularly are very harrowing. Now, Plaid Cymru has said since the beginning of this crisis that it requires a humanitarian response. We think Wales should play a role.
What sort of numbers are we talking about?
Well, it's very difficult to put an exact number on it, but I've previously supported Oxfam's call in regard to Syrian refugees, for example, which would amount to just 2 or 3 families per council area in Wales, which is a relatively small number. But of course, it's very difficult.
Which means what across Wales?
There are 22 local authorities throughout Wales, so it's a few hundred. It's small numbers, relatively speaking. But it's very difficult to provide, and that was a couple of months ago, mind.
So we're talking about 40 to 60 families.
Well, the numbers have gone up because since April, when Plaid Cymru first made this call, the situation has got drastically worse, of course. But it's very difficult to put exact numbers on this because we don't know how many people are leaving countries like Syria or how many more will come if the conflict's there remain out of control.
But we know that there are hundreds of thousands on Europe's borders and in Europe who are desperately seeking some help. What happens? Obviously, it's a Labour administration in Wales. What is the position as far as, because would you call for Wales to have control, to be able to say, look, whatever you say in Westminster, we will take this number?
Well, I recognise that there are complexities due to the fact that the matter is reserved by Westminster, but there is merit in seeking a multinational approach within the UK to this. And I've called on the Welsh Government to seek a specific Welsh quota so that Wales can play
its role. And what do they say? What's the response?
There's been a very muted response to date, to be honest. They haven't stepped up to the mark. They've been very weak and they haven't shown any initiative on this really to date. And I would reissue the call today for a cross-party approach to this in Wales. We've got a proud history of providing sanctuary for refugees fleeing war and horrible, awful situations, and we should be able to find at least a joint declaration by all parties in Wales, which would be a first welcome first step in order to put this case for taking our fair share.
Leanne Wood, thanks very much. And unfortunately, we weren't able to improve the line to Humza Yousaf, but thank you also.